Hello and welcome to the iCounty Duo podcast. I'm your host, Naomi Williams. This podcast is brought to you by iCounty World, makers of beautifully British pushchairs for parents across the globe. We're delighted to be joined on the iCounty Duo podcast by Daniel Cutting, a world-renowned professional football freestyler. In between breaking world records and being a body double in commercials for top brands, Daniel is a father to 20-month-old Joshua. So we caught up with him about balancing fatherhood and football freestyle. Hi, Daniel. How are you? Thank you so much for being on the iCounty Duo podcast.
Hello. Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it. It's gonna be good fun, I think.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Let me start that again. Absolutely. This is going to be the best 30 minutes of my life.
Yeah. Now that's the kind of energy I want. From
sorry.
This.
Yeah. I need to bring more.
To be fair, we were just saying that, your wife's working today and you've got this golden hour.
I call it the power hour.
Yeah, your power hour where
get things done.
Yeah, everything in the world gets done. I mean, how is, because I mean, Joshua, he must be, what is he, about 20 months old now?
Yeah, he's 20 months. He'll be, just coming up to 21 months. So he'll be two in May, which is just unbelievable already how time is just kind of going past, especially as he's had, a year of his life normal and then a year of his life in lockdown. So I mean, not that he knows any difference between the two, but we feel for him, obviously.
I suppose you're right, because he's at that kind of particular age, he's just getting lots of mum and dad at the moment and probably thinks that's glorious
and thinking that's just normal, every single day, which is it's nice. It is good for him and good for us as well.
That's wonderful. I mean, because for a lot of our listeners, I mean, you are like an amazing freestyle footballer. And you've got a great...
Well, thank you. It's good that someone says that. I appreciate it.
I am not alone, though. I've kind of been, obviously looking at your YouTube channel for a while now. I mean, one of your videos has 12 million views, which is...
Yeah, I think it does. Yeah, that's not bad, is it?
Which is incredible. I was just like, that's... I mean, there's TV programs that don't get that. So well done. I mean, you're very much...
Yeah, that's when I started to realise that things were going well. Even when I was looking at ratings of shows which I would say are popular, and I was thinking, hang on a minute, sometimes they're still, in the hundreds of thousands, but when sometimes I'm getting those kind of views just on my videos, I'm just like, oh, right, that's actually not too bad, is it?
But this is it, exactly. Just kind of quietly working away in the background. You're like, wow, 12 million people have watched this, which is incredible. It's really impressive. I mean, you've been doing it professionally for a little while now. And your accolades, you're a five times world record holder, which is... That's something.
I've actually got eight now. Sorry to just correct you on that. Sorry,
I probably should have sneaked in another three. That's incredible.
Yeah, I got another couple last year. So yeah, I just had to do it. Lockdown life just makes me get world records. I think I don't want to stop, do I?
No, well, exactly. I mean, that's you've made my last year feel slightly underachieving. I'm not going to lie.
Don't worry, Naomi. There have been down days as well, but yeah, it's nice to keep busy.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for those who maybe know a little bit about the kind of the art of football freestyling. I mean, what is it? Tell us what it means to be one and how you got into that whole area.
Yeah, I guess so. For me, I just love football. Football has always been a huge part of my life. My dad introduced me to football. I was, quite an all-rounder at sports. Primary school level and secondary school, I was on the gymnastics team. I was on the rounders team. I was on the football team. I did a bit of basketball. The hockey team was short for a game. So, football was relatively similar, kind of. So I jumped in and played. I just love sport and I wanted to do sport. But football was the one for me which was always going to stick, I think, just seeing my dad's passion for it and the people that were kind of around me. Football was, was the sport that I was always going to be involved in. But yeah, so for me, I've obviously taken it down a very different route. I stopped playing football when I was about 18. And even at that time, I still enjoyed football, but I just loved doing the skills and tricks. And I guess now people probably look at football freestyle and they see a lot more of it. But back then, it wasn't obviously as popular as it is now. And it was just that love for wanting to practice, wanting to be probably part of my, the way that I am built as kind of a bit of a perfectionist. So liking to control my environment and, you know, not probably wanting to play on a Sunday league pitch, which was completely sloped, muddy, and it wasn't going to bring out the best in me. So I just love doing the tricks and skills, to be honest. And that was something that throughout my teenage years and kind of into my early 20s, I just really began to push. Like I went to uni to be a PE teacher, studied to be a PE teacher, which, you know, nothing wrong with it. You know, any PE teachers listening, that, you know, maybe something I might do in years to come. I got my degree in sport and PE. But even while I was there, I just, my passion for freestyle just started to become really strong. I'm practicing, you know, 4 or 5 hours a day at times, probably when I should have been doing dissertations and other things, but hey ho, never mind. And for me, yeah, just that love for it. And then when I graduated uni, just had a conversation with my mum and dad and said, look, I really, this is the thing that I'm most passionate about. Like, I know there's a couple of guys that have done it as a career. There wasn't that many before me that had done it. So it was kind of stepping into new territory. But I thought I have to give this a go. And yeah, fortunately for me, well, I say fortunately, with a lot of hard work, a lot of perseverance, a lot of help and support around me, I managed to kind of make my name as a football freestyler, breaking world records, winning UK championships. And then it kind of has just gone on and on from there. But it wasn't kind of overnight success. It's been kind of years and years of hard work and training and, you know, at some points, 5, 6, 7 hours of freestyling, like training each day just to get to that level of wanting to be the best that I can be.
Yeah, I have to say, I mean, from looking at what you do, I mean, this isn't something that you can, that would, yeah, like you say, it takes so much hard work and dedication.
It takes such a long time, yeah.
I mean, there's so many sportsmen I've spoken to and we've, you know, we've worked with over the years. And I don't think people quite, I think everyone always understands, like, obviously you have to dedicate your life to it. But like you just touched on it there, it could be anything from like a minimum of 4 hours a day, right up to 7 hours a day. You know,
that was before I was doing it professionally. You know, that was like just doing it because I loved it. And I started to perform at a few community events and birthday parties. But at that point, it was purely just down to, I don't even know if I knew that I could be successful as a job in it. Because as I said, there weren't loads of people before me that had done it. I just knew that I loved it and that I wanted to be as good as I could possibly be. So it was just purely down to like a self-motivation to land a certain trick and to, you know, to practice it for hours on end until I got it.
Yeah, I mean, you know what they say, you know, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. But obviously,
yeah, it kind of is that.
No, you have to work so hard. I mean, how have you found that? Because actually, it's one real thing that comes, like I say, when I've spoken to, you know, incredible sportsmen that have like amazing accolades to the name, that transition of being that kind of dedication, being able to have that much, giving themselves that much time to kind of train every day. Then when they have a child, how has that balance been for you?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I feel like I'm definitely getting better at the balance that my wife and I call it, like getting that right balance. Sometimes I still probably get it wrong. I mean, my job, you know, as a professional football freestyler, yes, that is still, you know, a part of what I do, not so much in the last year, purely down to having no one to perform to, which obviously hasn't helped things when you're used to performing at halftime shows at football matches and at big corporate events and, you know, doing TV appearances and all this stuff. That hasn't been happening. So fortunately, I guess for me, over the last few years, I've kind of made that transition into still doing football, but not necessarily football freestyle and developing it into more just kind of general football entertainment and making videos for YouTube and social media. So that kind of switch happened, which was, now I'm thinking, very fortunate in a way, because otherwise over the last year, I wouldn't have been working at all other than probably just practicing keepy uppies in the back garden again, going back to like square one. So that transition is made. And actually it probably makes it even more difficult sometimes, because instead of physically being out there and practicing a skill, my job now is effectively social media. So I'm, you know, it's kind of difficult to say, how do you say to your wife that my job is to be on my phone, you know, and get away with it? It's a tough one. And there's no on and off hours, you know, social media doesn't stop, you know? So I've never had a normal job where I've got a, you know, a 9 to 5 or an 8 till 4 and I take an hour for lunch. Like, I just feel like I probably continually work, but then going back to what you said, when you love it, it probably doesn't feel so much like work. So struggling always to get that right balance, but probably been forced into taken a bit of a step back over the last year, just purely because there hasn't been as much that I can do. And, you know, when Joshua came along, 20 months ago, he was always going to be the new center of my universe. So whereas, you know, my wife and my kind of wider family and my job were the big part, he was obviously going to take that spot. But that for me was absolutely fine. You know, nothing, my job doesn't compare to, the time that I get with my son. So I've been so fortunate. I actually get over this last year to have some amazing moments with him that I wouldn't have got if I'd have been traveling the world and doing all these other things.
No, absolutely. And I think you touched on a few real key things there. Like, it's very much that freelance mentality where if you're not doing, someone else might be. So to get that balance is different from, like you say, the 9-to-5ers, because in a way they can clock off. They know when they're getting paid every month. You know, there's a kind of fixed certainty. But I do think, especially if you're in the sort of creative entertainment kind of sector and freelance, there is no limit. So I can imagine it's always going to be an adjustment period, because you think, well, if I'm not doing, someone else might be. But then I also don't want to miss out.
For sure.
On these amazing moments with your child. So, I mean, good for you. And it is amazing that you're fortunate as well to have such an amazing social presence as well. So to kind of offset that, because, I mean, I was surprised to see, I mean, I know freestyle in itself has become like an increasingly more and more popular sport. I mean, it's kind of really becoming, you know, progressively more and more mainstream. And I was surprised to see that they have like over 70 sort of worldwide events each year, which must have been, you know, if you were still kind of very much, you know, engaging in that sort of the circuit and that the competing side, would have had such a dramatic effect actually over the last year, because it's, like you say, it sort of pulls the rug from under your feet of going, well, what can I do if I'm not doing that?
No, exactly. There's just like all of a sudden the thing that you are doing, it was all taken away. But yeah, I guess, for me, the performance side of things, you know, I'd booked in and planned to perform at Wembley, for the quarters and the semis for the Euros. You know, I was going to be, you know, all these kind of big jobs that I'd had booked in this time last year that all just got obviously taken away. But I think a lot of it is perspective, and it does put it into perspective when you do have a child. I think traveling the world and doing all that stuff is incredible. And I'm so fortunate that I get to do it and work with, you know, the Neymars and the Messis and some of these people that, you know, professional footballers that I get to spend time with and hang out with and do the events and stuff. It is great. But yeah, being able to actually, hopefully, you know, have Joshua as part of that, you know, getting him involved in some social media stuff at the minute. But yeah, just really putting the focus back onto the most important thing, which is obviously kind of time with him and just hanging out with him really, which I've, you know, absolutely love to do more than anything, to be honest.
Yeah, no, and actually you can see that on your social channels as well. Like you can see his little kind of face appearing and how much it's kind of fun to get him engaged with that side.
Yeah, we have to have fun. I mean, because obviously for him, it's like, he doesn't know what's going on. Like I'm bringing him into part of my world. You know, I have to accept that some years down the line, he might not want to be involved in social media, or he might not like football, you know, and that's all kind of things that you have to accept, I guess, as a dad. And as things go on, I'm sure there'll be things that I do that he says, no, dad, actually, I want to do my own thing. But just for the time being, probably a little bit like I went back and said about that passion that I saw that my dad had, that encouraged me to want to be involved in it. So yeah, I'd like to think that he'll be involved in football in some capacity, but if he chooses not to and he doesn't want to be on social media when he's old enough to tell me that, then that will be his decision to make.
Yeah, absolutely.
But for now, I will have him on there and I will enjoy making content with him because I like doing it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, it's again, there's so many people that I've spoken to that have this sort of like, it's okay if they don't do this, but it's like, but while I have the opportunity, like we're going to have fun at least with it. I mean, because actually he's got his own Instagram channel, which is so cute. We'll link it in the show notes and everything so guys can kind of check it out. But I have to say,
Instagram and TikTok are his main ones. We actually do a lot more kind of Instagram. I still absolutely love, but I think I don't know. I'm probably too old for TikTok, let's face it. But if I'm making content for him, then I feel like I'm fine to be on the app. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they'll allow you.
I can have my own account, which is obviously nothing to do with Joshua, but still, the fact that I've got an account for him on there justifies me being on there.
Yeah, so you're kind of segueing in. But I have to say,
and it's just fun, you know, TikTok. It is just a fun platform. Like, he's got nearly 60,000 followers on TikTok.
What? I was actually just going to bring up the fact that he's got 5,000 followers on Instagram, which kind of puts my 200 to shame.
Yeah. But, hey, come on, we all start somewhere. But no, like, he's had so many just viral videos like on there. We just having fun together. Like, you know, it was, I think he was only 5 months or something when we did a trick shot that went viral and it was shared all over, where he kind of headers a really soft ball. A friend and I are doing headers backwards and forwards, and I'm holding Joshua, and then I get move Joshua so the ball hits off his head and goes into the bin, and it got millions of views online, and it kind of just started with that. And then we thought, let's just get him involved in it. He's, you know, doing crossbar challenges with the help of me, obviously, but it's just great to see how he's developing and loving football.
Yeah. And actually, I have to say, I think it's really positive as well, because sometimes, you know, dads on like sort of social media or, you know, any platform, and sometimes actually with the media in itself, like TV stuff, they kind of make dad to be the dad role a little bit of a joke, like, oh, dad doesn't know what he's doing. And it's actually really nice to hear that you're kind of having father son time and kind of promoting it and being like, no, this is what dads do, you know, we know what we're doing, and we're just having a really nice time
most of the time. I mean, no, some of the time we do. I feel like it's always just a working thing, isn't it? But, you know, I think if you just at this age, especially if I can, you know, I want to have fun with him, whether I'm on camera or off camera. I just want to have fun with him. I've seen him develop, and, you know, the fact that he's, you know, he wants to kick the football. He wants to do these things now. Like going back to what I said, he's already just seeing my passion for it, and he's seeing me do it every day. So naturally, he's just being involved, and it's just amazing to see.
Yeah, that's incredible. And do you think when you were growing up, having something like an outlet like football and just sport in general was really good for you as you were growing up to have that kind of focus and discipline?
Definitely. I think just fitness in general, you know, fitness and health is something that I'm really passionate about. You know, I've done a lot of stuff in the football space, but I'm doing a lot more now in, you know, partnering with fitness brands and fitness companies, and wanting to kind of show about what it means, especially, you know, during lockdown and stuff like that. So there's so much about, you know, physical health and mental health and all these kind of topics, which are just so important to be talking about a lot more. But for you, I've seen a huge, you know, even when my wife and I do our HIIT workouts every morning, like, Joshua's out there and he's seeing it, and it doesn't always get involved. Sometimes he likes to join in and do a few squats, which is great to see. And he gets down in the press up position, and he, you know, just the fact that he's moving, and I, you know, there's times where, yeah, we do put him in front of the TV for an hour while we're cooking dinner or something like that. But I don't want that to always be the thing that he does. Like, he knows there's times of the day where he can do that. But, you know, this morning, for example, I've had him while my wife's working, he's been out on his scooter and we've been playing some football. Like, because I'm active, like, I want him to be active as well.
Yeah. And I think just being around it as a kind of point of normality, you know, it's not like, oh, you know, this is an extraordinary thing to do. This is like ordinary, which is great.
Yeah, and it's fun, and they enjoy doing it. And it's, you know, and as he gets older, he'll start to realize that. And can I add, obviously, the more worn out he is, the more likely I'm going to get that power hour. Because I'm all, you've got to be thinking about this thing. And then, you know, he sleeps for most nights, well, pretty much every night for the last year and a half, he slept for 13 hours plus a night. You know, like, if you don't keep a kid active and busy, you know, he's not going to sleep that well. We put him down at between 7 and half 7, and every morning when his little light comes on, the sun comes up on his clock at 8:15, and that's when he wakes up. And I like to feel like, you know, we've had something positive to do with that. You know, it wasn't just the fact that he's a good kid, but actually we keep him busy. We keep him
just knackering, you know, him out.
Absolutely.
Really good at getting him tired.
Exactly. And even when I haven't taken him out, my wife's like, hang on, you're not taking him out? So I was like, no, don't worry. He's going out this afternoon. Yeah. I'll make sure I tire him out for you.
Yeah. Always thinking, don't worry, babe. Like, we've got this. Don't you worry.
Yeah.
But exactly. I always think that actually with new parents, I think, you know, life and the pace of life doesn't necessarily change. You know, when you've got careers and things, you know, and other commitments, you just manage to work your day into different time slots. It sounds like that is the same with Joshua, like you're saying, with power hours. I mean, how do you keep everything going when you've got these precious moments of time?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's making the most of those times that you get with him, and then accepting that. I think it goes kind of back to what I've said about, I've obviously been, I think, quite fortunate that the year that we've just kind of are all going through, which has obviously been horrendous. And you know, I look back at my career over the last year, like things have not been good for my career. Like, you know, it's not been good for my YouTube channel. It's not been good for the income. It's not been good for me being able to travel and do what I love, but it's been absolutely incredible getting to spend a year pretty much every day with Joshua, and I just wouldn't have had it. And it's that priority. And I guess it's going to be more difficult, I guess, as we come out of this now, and I, you know, have to learn about that balance again. Like, I'm actually going into London this afternoon overnight on a shoot later today and tomorrow, but it's the first time I've been into London in a year. And I think it's the first time in a year that I've actually will have been away from him overnight. And that's happening tonight. So it's just like, you know, things are going to change a little bit, but I think it's just trying to get that balance and keep things and getting those priorities right. And it's not always easy, I'll tell you that. Like, if I have to work late some nights because of it, and, you know, it's always a sacrifice of time somewhere. You know, if I have time with Joshua in the day and I can't get things that I need done with my job, then maybe my wife, fortunately, she's so amazing and she understands that I might have to do a bit of work in the evening and not spend as much time with her. So it's just all about give and take and sacrifice and trying to find that right balance.
Yeah, I do really feel for you, because I know, because my husband is freelance as well, and we were actually just talking this morning, and as the world is slowly coming out of this kind of COVID haze, you know, fingers crossed, we were kind of actually discussing, going, God, I'm basically, after having you for a year, I'm probably not going to see you for like a solid 6 months, you know, as soon as things start kicking back in. Yeah. And because obviously everybody's just so keen for that to go and for that to happen again.
Yeah.
I suppose you will probably have to go through a period of being on the other side of, you know, completely the opposite, you know, being the other side of, like, right now I barely see either of them. Do you find like when you are away, and, you know, if, I mean, overnight stays and stuff like that aren't great, but you know you're home the next day.
Yeah.
Do you find that actually using social media, does your wife play your some videos from your YouTube channel to kind of be like, this is dad, you know?
Yeah, she has done, definitely. Yeah. He's more interested in just watching cars, though, to be honest, than watching me. He absolutely loves cars or Peter Rabbit at the minute. It's not so much about his daddy and how good he is at football. That's the joys of FaceTime, isn't it? And you know, being able to see things on social media. And one of the ways sometimes we can get him for a nappy change is just showing him videos of himself. He just absolutely loves to watch himself. So it's like, right, quick 30-second nappy change. If you're going to cause a fit, here's yourself doing something cool, Joshua. Just watch yourself and be entertained.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess as things do get back to normal, like you say, it'll be just trying to work it out. And you know, maybe, you know, that I'm sure and I hope there'll be chances that he'll be able to come with me. I'm just thinking back to October of, not last year, it'll be the year before, October 2019, I went out to Japan for 3 weeks for the Rugby World Cup to perform out there at the event and do skills with a rugby ball, because, you know, doing it with a football is just too easy. You have to be able to do it with a rugby ball as well, and a tennis ball at Wimbledon and all this other stuff. It was part of the deal. I said to him, you know, if I'm coming, like, I want my wife and I want Joshua to come with me. And he was only 6 months at the time. And I flew him to Tokyo, Japan. And we just had the most incredible time, because I was only working for, you know, 2 or 3 days of the week. And then it was like downtime the rest of it. So it was like, well, I'm not going to fly back. So actually keep me out there. It's cheaper for you guys to just put us in the hotel instead of flying me backwards and forwards. And then we've done similar things with, this time last year, we were all in Dubai together and I was out making videos. And, you know, the first kind of year of his life, he's been to quite a few cool places. And then all of a sudden, he hasn't even been able to go to soft play, which has been a shame. But it's just been an amazing opportunity to be able to get to. And hopefully it will stay the same. You know, if I can continue to be, you know, wanted to perform at these events and stuff, it's just like, well, you know what? You're going to have to pay for my wife and son to kind of come along with me. And you never know. If he gets a big enough social media page, there might be, he'll be promoting stuff at some point, I'm sure.
Yeah. He'll be asking them himself, going, can my dad stay with us for a bit? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
The tables will
be. Like a funny little story I remember. When it was in between lockdowns, soft play had just opened up. And so we absolutely love it. I've been so gutted I haven't been able to take him. We're kind of turning the house into soft play at the minute at times. Someone came up to me. I just assumed, hey, I've been recognised again, you know, as it is. Someone said, oh, Daniel, I thought you were here because I noticed your son was here. I'm just like, all right, cool. Now I'm already getting recognised because of my son. This is absolutely ridiculous. Oh yeah, Daniel, I thought you must be here because I recognised Joshua. Like, oh, for goodness sake, it's already started.
You're like, right, okay. You know, what have I created here?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, bless him though, but that's lovely. So at least he's
so sweet.
Yeah, he's getting his face around. That's great. But he is. I mean, for any parents that are listening, or that, you know, maybe they've got a child that's kind of similar to Joshua's age and they're kind of trying to maybe get him engaged with doing a little bit more fun activities. Like you say, it's difficult. We're in lockdown.
Yeah, you know,
I totally understand a lot of parents being like, yeah, screen time, that's especially if you're trying to work and do all this kind of stuff. But is there anything like kind of a sort of lasting sort of fun thing that you could say, ah, this is a great way to get them up and moving or a great way to get them engaged in something?
Yeah, I think it's just about trying to share your, you know, whatever the parents' passions are, just at 20 months or, you know, anytime around this kind of age, they're picking up. So, I think even Joshua, sometimes he's picking up so much more than I even realize. And he understands so much more than we even give him credit for. You know, yes, he's starting to learn words now and start to talk a little bit and do this, but he's just picking up on all these things, which, you know, if you can have positive influences now on him, you know, him seeing us doing our workouts and having fun and mummy and daddy doing that together. And it's a part of our lives, you know, not just as a one-off, but day in, day out, seeing these kind of positive things. And that is going to have a long lasting effect, you know, on him. And hopefully he'll, you know, want to be active and want to be out, you know, moving. So it's finding those things that you love as parents, that, you know, whatever that is. And again, it's difficult at the minute with lockdown because you can't get access to as much stuff, but trying to come up with fun, creative ways around the house to, you know, with football, it's easy. You know, we set up little goals and we make goals. I spread my legs, he kicks the ball through and then he runs under and then I get him to open his legs and I kick the ball under. So it's just fun little things to get him moving up and down the space that you've got in your house, I guess.
Oh, that's a really great idea, actually. Yeah, it's pretty simple, like nice and easy. And you're saying
simple
kind of
things are the best though, right? Like sometimes I think we overthink it.
Yeah.
And maybe sometimes I do think, oh, he's got to get out for 2 hours a day of this or that. And it's probably thinking, well, actually, it's just I want to get out for 2 hours a day because, you know, I need the outdoor space. But just keeping him active, and he just, you know, whether it's on his little scooter that he's got or whatever, they're not expensive things and they don't need to be like expensive things. It's just the fun things that you can kind of create. I think they're the kind of best for those long lasting memories.
I know, absolutely. And I mean, if I'm sure loads of parents have learned, you know, you get them something like a nice jazzy toy and they'll just play with a box. Kids are brilliant 100%. For that.
That's exactly what it is. Why are we spending the money? We always say, like, just give him the box.
Yeah, just give him the box. You know,
we'll have the presents. We'll buy presents for each other, Kel and I, then he can play with the box. Hey, that's perfect.
Win-win. It's like loving having this kid. But, that's a really lovely thing to do. And I think it's a nice thing for, you know, parents can just go downstairs and just start doing that now. You know, if they've got 5 minutes in between meetings or, you know, as they're kind of running around, just quick little fun games. That's, you know, it's just engaging with them as well as and them engaging with their parents. You know, they'll probably just, that will be perfect for them.
Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. Daniel, I can't believe it. We're literally almost out of time. I don't know where that 35 minutes has just disappeared to. But thank you so much for coming on. It's been so interesting chatting away with you. I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
No worries, Naomi. Thank you so much for having me. That was great. Hopefully I've said something of value to someone who's listening, who thinks they can maybe get a tip. I think, you know, as parents, I just think I'm constantly learning. Like, I'm constantly having to tell myself, stay patient, you know, do this. There's tough days. It's the most incredible thing being a parent. Doesn't mean it's always easy. It's every day can have its own challenges, but, you know, ultimately it's the most just incredible thing that I kind of knew it was going to be, but until you experience it firsthand, it just kind of puts everything into perspectives and it really does just change your life for the better.
Oh, that's fantastic. What beautiful words to end on. That's really wonderful. Thank you so much, Daniel. And
no worry.
Take care. You've got, I think, 20 minutes left of that power hour.
I'm actually just hearing him starting to stir upstairs now. So this has come at a perfect time. I have to go and rescue him.
Brilliant stuff. Well, look, thank you so much. And we'll catch up with you really soon. To find out more information about the topics covered in today's podcast, please go to the iCandy blog page on www.icandyworld.com/iclife, where you'll find all the relevant links. iCandy is a proud supporter of Great Ormond Street Children's Hospital charity. COVID-19 means the hospital is facing new challenges and needs more support than ever to continue the life-changing care and research for seriously ill children. If you are able to support GOSH, please head to our dedicated fundraising page on www.justgiving.com/company/iCandy.